Hi. Since people were dogging on me before we started the podcast today about how I start the episode, but I'll start it again. Welcome!
Oh, is that necessary?
Fucking assholes.
I love and appreciate that Mandalorian.
Don't lie to me. Don't mess with my feelings.
Wait. I want to start it off.
Alright.
You guys stole me a bit now that I see the SF hat.
Why did you have to wear the SF hat?
I just realized it.
You know, I was telling, you know, everybody about that too.
I'm mad now. Ruben, I don't know you shit.
Great way to start the podcast.
I don't know you shit, Ruben.
Dodgers?
The Dodgers have not done shit in this offseason, so you guys are going to suck next too much.
They got me a jersey, though. What have the A's got you?
Okay, let me just actually the A's and the Kings. Yes, the Cowboys right now are doing awesome. So
they're not doing that bad. They're doing all right.
Do you know the game was canceled today?
Yeah,
and I didn't know this, but in Philadelphia, they in the Wells Fargo Arena, they also have hockey that. There. They have hockey. They do their hockey games there too. So, but they leave the ice underneath the court.
Oh, shit.
So today that's why they canceled the game because it had just rained and there's too much precipitation there. So the ice was melting and it was a lot of condensation was coming up to the court, which is making it very slippery.
Stupid.
Right?
Why would they?
Well, supposedly this is the first time it's ever happened.
I was mad.
Who'd you have playing today?
Embiid.
He
would have given me like 50 points.
Yeah, dude. I also got 0 points on that one. One of my players. I forgot who it was.
Dude, let's scratch all that bullshit. This motherfucker beat me last week.
See,
dude,
he's
literally by 1 point.
Literally.
Literally.
It's
the best win ever.
Holy shit. How the hell did you get that good, Carlos?
Because I'm paying attention to it.
He has pretty good players.
Finally, you're finally paying attention.
I dropped like three guys and I brought other three guys and they're actually not
so
that
So we're trading now. Carl Anthony Towns.
Did you see that he just fucking gave me like
180 points?
Wait, was it 80 points?
Yeah, I just
yeah,
he
dude,
gave you 80
for
points?
47 points, man.
What the
47 points?
Dude, that's not even fair.
Two rebounds, and I forgot the rest. But anyway,
two rebounds. That'd have been way more than two rebounds. This is Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, it was probably like 12.
It had to be like 12 rebounds.
Hey, you know what? Anthony Davis gave me 83 points yesterday.
What the fuck?
But I'm talking about like 47 points, as in like shot points. You know,
I'm getting my ass kicked. I'm getting my ass kicked.
47.
So
I'm good. Fuck.
I'm getting my ass kicked by our other fellow host, but he's not even here today, by the way.
You mean a special guest?
Yeah, our special guest, my bad.
You mean a guest, not special?
Today we are joined, like always, by Carlos Valdez, starting to become the...
Don't even introduce him.
Yeah, I know, right? Ruben Rodriguez, obviously, is always with us. So, overall, before this podcast, we're kind of talking about the what happened in Colombia, right? It was in Colombia.
It was in Colombia.
So, Ruben, explain a little bit what happened.
Why me?
Because you're the soccer buff of the group.
All right. I guess it was like a first division team of Brazil. Mm-hmm. They recently went up. Their name is Chapecoense or something.
Oh, they were getting good then?
Yeah.
Dude,
it was the first season they came up. First or second season they came up. Mm-hmm. And they were playing a pretty important cup over there in South America.
It's the final, right?
Yeah, they were playing the final. It's called Sud America.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to play against Atlético Nacional, I believe. And I guess their plane crashed and they killed all the players, right?
It's like 76 people died and only 6 people survived.
But all the players died, right?
No, one goalie, two defenders.
No, the
and
goalie
I think, like,
actually died.
No, there's still a couple alive, you know?
Yeah, the goalie died. He died in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh.
He survived the crash, but then in the hospital, he died.
One of the guys got his leg amputated already.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's only one player, if I remember correctly, that was in stable condition. He's okay, but there's two or three that are still in critical condition.
No, man. Honestly, like that. I mean, the story hit like what, maybe like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Or was
Monday
it yesterday?
Night. Monday
yeah.
Night.
See, Monday night. Yeah. And it's really sad, man. Like, on my phone, I have like the updates. It like was updating me all about that, and it's really sad, man, because there was one player who was like, I think he was like 19, 20, like, you know, still, he's still really young.
Yeah.
But in the last press conference they had, he was announcing that he was going to be a dad.
Yeah,
and it's really sad, man. Like,
I forgot his name, but yeah, and yeah. There's actually a video going around when he was informed that he was going to be dead. His his teammates actually recorded.
Yeah, it's really sad, man.
That's hella sad, man. Like,
what? That's like two athletes who were about to become stars and they died. The baseball player from Marlins.
Oh, that's right, huh? And then, you know they actually found what was it? Cocaine in the system. They found cocaine in the system. Yeah.
That, man. Yeah, ruined his image right there.
I know. But why did the plane go down? That's one thing I want to know.
I don't know.
I heard it was technical difficulties, and I also heard like they ran out of gas.
I haven't really been. I've just seen like updates, but I haven't really clicked on it. I don't really want to read them. Yeah, it's too sad.
It's just too much.
Because at least from what I heard, I can't understand. How could they run out of gas? Brazil to Colombia is not that far.
I know, man, but I mean,
how can you run out of gas?
Shit happens, dude.
Family Guy?
Okay, the most unlikely situation that happened for someone to pull up next to the to the plane and try to steal a jet fuel because you want to fly.
Dude, hey, but you have to think about like everything about that whole story, dude. They were a finalist of one of the most important cups, like in South America.
Yeah.
I don't want to say shit, but anything could have happened about that situation, dude.
I don't know.
Like, it's down South America. It's sketchy down there. Like,
Pablo Escobar.
Well, I mean,
I don't know about that.
it is sketchy. I think South America, since it's so impacted by like by all soccer and stuff like that, and we've seen how corrupt soccer is.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually watching earlier today. I don't know if you guys seen the Real Sports with Brian Gumbel today. They're talking about the whistleblower of the FIFA, or why the FIFA got caught, all because of his name is, if I remember, Chuck Blazer. I had to pull the name up because I didn't remember at the top of my head. But he was a whistleblower of that whole thing. Like, the FBI started getting messages of, like, you start investigating the World Cup, you start investigating FIFA. So then when Russia was announced that they're going to hold the 2018 FIFA World Cup. That's when the FBI finally got involved, because there's a lot of illegal stuff that was going on during
this whole thing. They caught a lot of people.
They
caught the president of like FIFA.
Wasn't he Sepp Blatter, right?
They still haven't come. They're still investigating him.
Yeah. But still, man. But I mean, like,
FIFA fired him. But technically, they still fired him. But he's still getting paid.
Yeah. No, I think the new president actually came in already.
Yeah, they already elected him. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So they cut him off already.
Yeah, they cut him off already.
Okay, so when he got fired, he was still getting paid until he got a new president. Okay, if I remember correctly. But that guy checked.
I think he renounced. I don't think he got fired. I think FIFA
let him go. I think it's FIFA. I think FIFA had a lot of heat going towards him.
They said that.
I read that he renounced because
because
he was getting investigated too much, so he just wanted to.
But I mean, they're still investigating him no matter what. Like, even if he like quit, like,
yeah.
Yeah, they even set bladder, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be true that they did that, but it's just crazy. You know, it's crazy, like, the main guys from basically you call them the Supreme Court of FIFA. Those guys were living life millionaires, man. Like, that guy Chuck Blazer, he had two rooms at the top of the Trump Tower. One of the apartments, not even rooms, they're not even calling rooms, they call them apartments. All right, one part of the one apartment was only for his cats. He was paying like about $40,000 a month.
First of all, who the fuck owns cats and then has a fucking apartment for cats? Dude, like,
right?
That's who goes to Trump Towers?
Obviously not Mexicans.
Hey, Mexicans help build that.
But they don't fucking go in there because they're not allowed to, dude. Like, fuck. I know, dude, but honestly, like, like, even FIFA has realized that it's been getting sketchy. And honestly, like, you know how there's the Balón de Oro, like, the best player of the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ronaldo should have won it.
They changed it. They changed the name of it already.
What is it?
I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, they changed it. They changed some stuff about it as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, they said that... it, like, before, it used to be, like, players and, like, coaches who were allowed to vote, right? Or
I'm not sure.
Now they said it's, like, journalists, dude. Journalists and, like, other people are the ones who are voting for who actually wins the Balón de Oro.
But or not like even the Balón de Oro. Picking their favorite. It's not really picking who...
I think they should go off stats.
I think they should go off what I say.
No, if they go off stats, dude, it's always going to be leaded to the two players all the time.
How about this? Coaches choose.
They do.
The coaches choose.
There's a percentage of coaches. There's a percentage of players,
and the coaches and the captains of every team choose.
Well, okay, that makes more sense. That's not that rigged, though. That's pretty. I think it's like in the NBA, who gets selected to the All-Star game? The people select that. You know that?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Because people are just selecting, like, Kobe got selected when he didn't even play a fucking game.
You know why it's stupid to let people fucking decide? Because apparently. The people still don't decide. Same thing with the presidency. Same thing with everything else.
Let's go back to the election, right?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to talk about politics. Screw that. Anyways, we're far past that.
We're barely starting, motherfucker.
Like I'm saying.
We're barely starting.
We haven't started. Anyways.
Yeah, no, we're barely starting.
We haven't started.
Well, not yet, we're barely about to start. Trump is barely getting into office, man. It's about to get real, man.
Illegal people who don't have their driver's license, you guys should start getting that and start getting ready.
I think we should stay in Cancun.
I know, right?
Find a job over there.
They might even let us back, even with passports.
They'll be pool boys, man. You guys will make good money.
We'll be a stripper out there.
Okay, back.
He has the body for it, man.
He said a stripper?
I'm going to be a stripper.
See, that's not a bad paying job.
I believe in you.
A burlesque dancer is not even a bad job either. A burlesque dancer?
You have to be a girl for that. I'm sorry.
No, you can be a guy for that.
But you're not that good looking to be that guy.
Mm, it's like the guys from like Vegas, and they dress like in feathers and stuff, and they...
I wouldn't want to do that.
Have you not seen Burlesque, dude, with Christina Aguilera?
No.
Oh, man, you're missing out.
Missing out.
I'd rather be... What's that called? A dancing bear? That's what it's called, right?
You mean a panda bear?
No. What's it called?
What?
It's in the porn industry.
The porn industry?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's a bear that goes around. It's like basically like a strip club, and the girls go, and then the guys like dance on them, and then they could receive blowjobs. They could fuck females.
What? I don't know about this, dude. What are you talking about? Yeah.
What are you be watching?
This is new to me. Yeah. Do I need to search this up? Because I'm curious. Like, what's going on? What do you mean there's a bear?
Is it worth watching?
Are you talking about a guy in a bear suit, and then little by little he likes it? He starts taking off his clothes?
No, I think he just has the head of the bear.
That's so he's wearing a bear head while getting head.
Yeah.
That's weird.
With just one woman or something?
No, there's plenty of women there.
Actually, I'm joining that industry.
No way.
I'm joining the porn industry. I'm joining the porn industry for sure. You know, people thought I was stupid for this a while ago.
You are stupid.
I am pretty stupid, and I admit that.
In general.
But I want to get your guys' take on this.
Okay. Tell me.
About the bear?
No. Since we're on porn. Porn on Netflix.
There's porn on Netflix?
No. What do you think about that?
I don't think it's a good idea.
No. Why wouldn't it be a good idea?
I don't know.
The porn industry would lose money for it?
No. Because the porn industry is a $1 billion industry. Why wouldn't... You don't think that Netflix has not considered adding porn?
They add those weird porn movies, right?
Right?
I've never watched any of those, but I always like go by them. I'm like Nympho something, like, but, and I'm like, what?
But I had an argument about this with Aaron and Oscar one time, and they said they will never consider it because they have family. Okay, it might be a family thing.
It is a family thing,
but they also have really rated R movies on there. They have Not Another Teen Movie on there. That's pretty bad.
Which one?
Not Another Teen Movie. That was pretty bad. It's pretty funny though.
It's funny.
And
it's like American Pie kind of thing.
But what I would say, why wouldn't they consider it? You know?
They can consider it, but
exactly, no, that was my whole argument. Just, do you believe they have considered?
I mean, maybe, but then they, you know, obviously, like, Netflix has a lot of child stuff, like, and they would have to
keep
like
it as a child.
Yeah, and they want to build on it, like, with
families. Who pays? Who pays?
The families.
No, the adults. The kids don't pay. The adults pay.
Sometimes they're influenced by the kids. They're like, oh, let's get Netflix.
I don't know, man.
Nowadays, they're influenced.
I mean, there is a lot of creepers out in this world now, dude. It's a lot of weird-ass people who, like...
I mean, look at our president-elect.
It's like, why some
he's grabbing that pussy.
My hero.
He encourages it, dude.
He's my hero.
I don't know about that.
No, but, I mean, do you see what I'm trying to get at?
I would understand why they would consider it, because, I mean, it's a now I'm taking back what I just said about, like, maybe they would lose money off of it. They will definitely get a lot more money, but also they will also lose the, like, percentage of people who are in there for just the family.
Yeah, just imagine Bang Bros.
I mean, dude, they have Wolf on Wall Street, dude. Like,
so, is it going to be Porno and Chill now?
Porno and Chill.
It's just probably going to call Chill now.
But see... That would
chill in Netflix.
Like, remember a couple years back when they did the B-chip?
No.
Where the parents have the code to get past the B-chip?
See, that would just suck, though, because that would just add more security to, like, another
But thing. This is to incorporate an industry that is $1 billion a year. Billions of dollars a year. To put that in, I'm pretty sure the porn industry would give a lot of money to Netflix to do that. But either way, porn is better, it's free. This fucking dude just pulled it up. All right, there you go. Attaboy.
For all the creepers out there, Dancing Bear and
Full Effect.
If anybody that wants to dress like a bear and move your wang a little bit to convince women to, like, suck on your dang, then...
Cool. That's what they go for.
I mean, dude, they're making money for it. I mean,
hell yeah.
Good for them, man. Yeah. I mean, hey, you gotta hustle however you wanna hustle. Enjoy your job, you know? Like, shit.
One of my buddies, he called me the other day. He was telling me about a story where his girlfriend finally went to a male strip club. But it was for a bachelorette party. And I guess she went and she was scared before she left. She's like, and the guy was chilling out. My homie, he was chilling at home. He's like, go for it. Have a great time. Because he was going to the strip club too later on that day. Little did she know that. I'm sorry if I'm calling him out right now.
It wasn't a bachelor.
He or she listens to our podcast.
Yeah, he actually does.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was, and I guess she went, and in 20 minutes she was back home already.
Why?
It's because strippers get a lot more aggressive. Yeah. Than, you know, I would wish that
girl. Hey, dude, it's pleasure for them too, dude. Like,
oh man, that's why I wouldn't be mad at becoming a male stripper. I wouldn't be too bad of a job.
That's what I'm saying.
You get paid and you get ass.
Just put some bachata on, dude. And damn, Mexican boy knows how to dance without his pants, dude.
Girls like guys who can dance. Right?
Hey, sure. Dude, if guys like to see Shakira's hips don't lie, you know, women want to see guys with hips don't lie.
Oh, my God.
Lie.
Don't even get
her hips do not lie.
They don't.
They don't lie at all, man. They're the most honest thing I've ever seen.
Shakira?
Yeah, you know, her hips. Not Shakira, her hips.
And Shakira.
No, just her hips.
Have you seen Chantaje?
Huh?
Have you seen Chantaje?
Chantaje? What the hell is that?
Her new song?
Have you seen her naked? Yeah,
bye.
But
yeah.
Piqué has.
Oh, man. Piqué. Yo, upload some videos, bro. Come on, man. We, the world is waiting.
We get rich off that.
Oh, man. So, have you seen the new movie that's coming out?
Yeah.
The commercial for the new movie. It's with Amy Adams. About aliens.
Arrival,
yeah.
I saw it.
How was that movie?
Gets into your mind, dude.
Really?
It's weird.
I've heard a lot about that movie right so far.
I mean, how do you say it? Like, you really have to get into the movie. You have to pay attention. You have to focus on it. I can't say it's like Interstellar, because Interstellar, like, changed my world.
Oh, my God.
But it is, like, similar in a way. It's, like, outer space. It's more about, like, alien kind of thing. Like, like, I don't want to give up too much of it, but I mean, like, obviously that's...
It's not like the fucking movie, what's the one with Keanu Reeves? Like the fucking tripods and stuff like that, or like going around killing people.
Tom Cruise?
The day that Earth stood still, right?
I don't know.
Is that the movie? The day that Earth stood
still. Okay, the tripod thing, you're throwing me off. Now I'm thinking about War of the Worlds.
No, not that one.
So there's another movie with tripods.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why have I not seen this movie?
Yeah, the day that Earth stood still. Or is that the one with tripods? It might be War of the Worlds that has tripods and the day that Earth. I'm probably just thinking about a scary movie 4, to be honest.
I am thinking about a scary movie 4 too. But.
You seen the scary movie 4?
Isn't that the one with Shaq?
Yeah.
No, Shaq is fit. Yeah.
No.
Oh no, Shaq is the one.
Yeah, it's Saw. Yeah. And Dr. Filsey. Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny.
They have not brought out another Saw, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Dude, have you seen the Saw movies?
No.
Don't.
Okay, Ruben has never seen Rocky. He has never seen The Godfather. No. He has never seen what other movie?
Scarface.
Oh, he's never seen Scarface?
Hey, man, my girlfriend hasn't seen a lot of those movies either. So, I mean, I know that it's something normal, you know?
No, it's not normal.
Some people just need movie-cations.
I'm not even into movies that much.
Well, you have to be into those movies.
I can't be your friend no more.
Rocky?
You never seen Rocky? So that means you haven't seen Creed. Wow, okay.
Oh my god.
I'm more into Mexican movies.
Oh my god, like Chente and stuff?
No.
Cantinflas?
Yeah.
See, I've never seen a Cantinflas movie. Never.
What's wrong with you?
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Never had. Hey, what? Not turn this on me!
Am I the only one who watches movies all the time?
Yes,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that. I don't give a fuck.
There's one time, I go to the movies, right? I go to the movies to try to like enjoy like a quiet time of myself. And then I freaking see this guy, his girlfriend, and his sister. Which at girlfriend? The movie.
Shouts out to Suicide Squad.
I was like...
Which girlfriend?
Oh, not Vanessa. I think it was the other one.
Cindy.
Yeah, it was Cindy. Okay. She's probably gonna kill you.
Shout out for Cindy.
She was pretty bad. I like her more.
Yeah. She was rude. Damn, that ass though.
Well,
Cindy's
yeah.
A hoe though. No one needs like her.
Oh, you still haven't told her? Oh, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry if this is leaking out today.
I'm not sorry.
I wouldn't be that ass.
Oh, you saw.
Anyways, so next topic. What's the next topic?
I like this topic.
I like this topic. Yeah. Anyway, how was your Thanksgiving? Since we
it was all right.
We've done this episode since Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was all right. Got to spend with time with my family and my girlfriend for a little bit. Then after that, I came here with you guys. So
yeah.
Got to see the greatest rival game, you know, Chivas versus America.
No, I was like, you weren't here for the Cowboy and Redskins game. So I was like, threw me off a little bit right there.
What Cowboy? What's a Cowboy?
Why are you trying to put jokes?
Hey, by the way, are you a America or Chivas fan?
Chivas. You already know. It's okay, man. Dude.
Here's up, Ruben.
It happens, dude. Hey, we had to give him one. It's okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, hey, they played how many times this year?
I don't know.
Does that matter?
Yeah.
No, what matters is who won this last time they played. That's what matters. It doesn't matter what happened previous to this.
We're talking about past. Amen. Who has won the most championship in the past?
Drop knowledge on him.
It's okay, man.
In the recent...
Hey, dude, it's okay. Every team... does that, dude. Every team starts off really bad and they start going back up. Chivas is on that. They're like, they have all their youth players. They still have two more years to
wait. They've been bad for like 10 years. Yeah, the last championship was 2006.
Damn. But they didn't have a solid team. They haven't had a solid team for like years.
Yeah, so you're blaming it on that? That's the only thing you got to blame it on.
So you're telling me if you have a team of veterans that they're going to make it all the time? And they're going to win all the time?
No, it's called recruiting.
Oh, well, let me just spit some past like history about America. Because before they started getting their championship, they were below Chivas. And by that time, they had all their players. They sold all their players.
But wait,
all new players.
No, but why didn't Chivas do that?
Because they're stupid, man.
That's not the fault of America, though. America got better. America recruited. America, they got better.
America has money, dude. That's all it is.
Chivas has money. They just don't want to pay the money.
Okay, let's put it like this: the San Antonio Spurs, they don't have a lot of money when they drafted Tim Duncan. They were a low market team. What they do, they went out and got big players and convinced them to stay.
I don't know about basketball.
You just need to know how to scout.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude. But I mean, like, look. The only thing that I'm trying to say is that Chivas, they try to focus their shit on their youth, and they're good. But I'm not trying to say that. I love my team, but they don't know how to do things like negotiation-wise. They give all their great players, all their good young players, they loan them out, and then they sell them to teams that like Querétaro. And Querétaro beat Chivas in the final. Why? With their own players. A lot of their youth players. So I'm trying to tell you is like, I love Chivas. That's my team. The way that they do their stuff, I can't do nothing about it. If they have a stupid president, I can't do nothing about it.
Okay.
But I mean, like, America, they have all the money in the world. They can sell and buy
all the money in the world. We can't say that.
Okay, just because we have a Cowboys fan over here.
Okay, but still, that's how America works.
I know, and it works for them.
How do you get to become a rich team? You win games. You recruit players. No, they're just rich. You win titles,
dude. But they had the money.
Why is America?
The thing that you don't understand is America had the money before they won the titles because they bought all the new players.
I hope you had money to start a team.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. That like they sold all their players. They got new players, and little by little, year by year, like they weren't the best, but they started progressing. Okay. So what I'm trying to say is that Chivas, they were shit for a long time, just like America. Hey, dude, but they're coming up. That's what I'm trying to say. America, they weren't just great in one season after the other. It was literally, it took them 5 seasons.
That's how you build a team.
That's what Chivas is doing right now.
That's how you build a team.
10 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, America took longer than that before they actually won their championship.
Oh, their last championship. Okay, their last championship was...
Before the ones that they passed Chivas, like... That's what I'm trying to say.
2002?
Exactly! It took 10 years!
When are the Chivas gonna make it?
Last year they won a Copa, but for a different Liga.
America won another Copa.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. But the thing is that... I'm trying to say that they're building up their team. They still have young players.
Okay,
their young players are barely like getting used to playing with each other.
You know what happens when you win championships? You get bonuses. That's how you keep players.
Okay, man. But okay. What I'm trying to tell you is that America is taking... Chivas is taking the same amount of time that America was.
No. Actually, it was 2005. My correction. They won in 2005.
They won in 2005.
Yeah.
And then when did they win again?
2013. 8 years.
Oh, okay, so...
8 years. It's been 10 years for Chivas.
Yeah, dude. But what I'm trying to say is that...
8 years. How much time did the Chivas win?
What do you mean? What do you mean those 8 years?
In those 8 years that America didn't win it?
Once. What is
it? I don't understand the question now.
So, you understand me, right, Ruben?
2005 and 2013, how many times did Chivas win it?
Once.
2006.
And who they had during that time? That's the time they had, Omar Bravo and all that?
Yeah.
They had a squad.
They stayed having Omar Bravo, but
they had a squad.
But look, what I'm trying to say is that not every team, not all the best teams are going to, like, be the best all the time. America, they were almost about to be kicked off to the second league. Chivas, that's what they're dealing with right now. That's what they were dealing for, like, the last, 3 or 4 years?
They're actually not dealing with it right now.
Exactly. What I'm trying to say is that they're barely building their fucking team from the bottom and up.
But why are Chivas fans...
Because like, they take long, man.
Best team. Oh, no. Say when you actually do have the best team.
So you're telling me that all the America fans who...
I didn't speak when America was losing.
I didn't say it was you, did I? I said all the America fans, but I didn't say specifically you. I said all the other ones.
Hey, bitch, don't wipe your hand past me.
I thought you said you're an America fan.
Huh?
I thought you said you're an America
fan. I am, but you said all the America fans.
Hey, man, you're part of it too, dude. What I'm trying to say is for that...
I'm the loyalest as fans as they fucking come, man. I stick by my Kings. I stick by my Cowboys. I stick by America.
Okay.
I stick by my new.
I respect you because you do that, but
I stick by my new chosen team, Manchester City.
Same with me, dude. And I know for sure that My team isn't the best right now, but they're going to be. And just like how América took a while to get their championship in past Chile, hey man,
we'll see.
All the time. I'm not worried about it. I know that the Chivas, that they're progressing little by little, but we'll if you keep switching teams,
it should have been 3-0, huh? It should have been 3-0 this past game they played.
Yeah, but guess what? Shoulda, woulda, coulda doesn't exist.
That damn penalty bailed out.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda doesn't exist.
It wasn't a penalty, bro. It wasn't a penalty.
This isn't Mexico versus Netherlands, dude.
It was not a penal.
That's when you care.
That was a penal.
Anyways, we're to. Passionate about Mexican teams because that's when it real counts, you know. Like that's when you know that's our true colors, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like don't really watch anymore. I only watch it when the Clásico comes on. To be honest with you,
bro, why else does anybody watch
the Clásico? The only thing I could give Chivas is that they have pretty bad fans.
All the girls,
why? They're from Jalisco.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah.
As long as they're not from Michoacán.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
No respect for Michoacán.
Michigan.
Damn. Man, I don't know why there's someone throwing a beanie in here. Right.
Yeah, it looks like a condom.
Why you gotta throw my bee in the ground, bro?
This is a condom. We throw those away.
Well, okay, let's go back to last year, and I'm gonna bring up my Cowboys. We are horrible last season. Absolutely horrible. Like, if you want to say horrid, we're fucking the worst team.
Saying last year when it's been the past, last 5 years? Hey, man, it happens. I'm serious.
Well, okay, last year we literally only won, two games. No, that was pretty bad.
But what about the last season?
The year before that, we went 14-3.
What about
14-3?
What about after that?
No, 14-2.
I mean, actually, what about before that?
We went 8-8, 8-8, and 8-8. We had 3 consecutive years 8-8.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Hey, what the? We beat your team this year.
It's okay, man. It happens.
Off a awesome run by Ezekiel Elliott.
Hey, man, I can't hate on the Cowboys right now because they're doing good because they have two really good players. That are doing everything.
Not everything.
Everything.
No.
Everything.
The offensive line.
If they still had Tony Romo, they wouldn't do shit still.
This is why I hate talking to people that are blind in the NFL.
This is why I'm hot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What's that song? By Mims?
Mims, this is why I'm hot. But the Cowboys offensive line is what controls that team.
So can you please tell me why it didn't work for last year?
Because we didn't have a quarterback.
Oh, so you're telling me that what I just said was wrong?
Okay, first of all.
Please.
We made Darren McFadden an irrelevant running back go for over 1,000 rushing yards. Okay? Sam Castle, whatever the fuck he was doing, he had time to throw the football. He
did good for what they gave him.
Hey, you know what year they're doing good? What? You guys have Mark Sanchez.
Probably why. Mark Sanchez.
You guys got a Mexican on the team.
You got a Mexican on the team. We might deport his ass. he's gone.
Why does it always go back to that?
Because Trump. It's Trump, man.
That was a real question, but okay.
They're gonna build a wall, man. We're building the wall.
I saw a magazine about that. They have to build a wall.
What did Bill Burr say the other day? He's like, fuck, by the time they're done finishing building that wall, we're gonna be the ones going over it. how much time are they gonna go to Home Depot fucking try to build that shit?
They don't have the Mexicans somewhere at Home Depot.
Oh man, I found it crazy the other day. I was talking, who was I talking with?
I don't know.
I forgot who I was talking with, but they're telling me about they were actually considering moving to Canada. I was like, why?
Probably illegal immigrant.
Because people,
you know, it's harder. You know, it's harder to get into Canada than it is to get into Mexico.
Especially now.
But Canada's not your Michael Moore version of Canada, man. Like, you know, everyone has their doors open. Everyone's drinking fucking maple syrup. No, it's not like that, man.
Everybody's nice, except for in hockey.
Have you seen that meme where Canada's riots or Canada's protest, and the guy's holding up a sign, "I'm a little mad." I'm kind of mad.
You say A at the end.
I'm kind of A.
I'm a little mad, eh?
Yeah, I find it crazy, man. That's just me. I don't know. What do you think about it, Ruben?
Hey, I'm legal, so yeah. I have nothing to say there.
Carlos?
I mean, the only thing that I worry about are, like, the people I care about. Obviously, like, family, girlfriend, all that, so...
Your girlfriend could go.
Yeah, man.
Would you go after her?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you leave the country for with her? For?
Definitely. New America sucks now.
Hey! Does it suck? We're just kind of...
having
digressing right now.
We're just like Chivas. We're difficulties progressing.
Hey, man.
We're like Chivas, slowly progressing.
That's bullshit, dude, because they don't have Trump on the team, man.
But they had Jorge Vergara, which is
that is true.
The same.
That is true. That is sad, yeah. See, I can't say nothing about that because I don't like the president for Chivas.
He's the reason why you guys are fucking sucking it up.
Yep. Yes,
I mean,
I agree.
I mean,
shut up. Let's switch.
Anyways, if you look at our president now,
hopefully something good will come out of it.
Hopefully,
not everything.
Just remember this: it's gonna be about 2 years until we stop feeling the Obama administration. That it's gonna be like about 2 years, and then the last remaining 2 years of Trump's presidency probably will see some stuff. But nothing's gonna happen.
The thing about Trump's wife is still gonna do Playboy.
I hope so. You know, she's not even moving into the White House with him.
Good.
No, that's not good. I want to see more of that.
Are you turning into the Playboy Mansion or what?
I hope so, man.
She's just like, nah, that mansion sucks. I need to go to Playboy Mansion.
Man, she's hot. She's like, aside from Michelle Obama's not that bad. Yeah. She's pretty hot.
It sucks that everybody like is rude and calls her that she looks like a gorilla, dude. Like, no, she does not, dude. She's
pretty
she's
masculine.
Smoking, dude.
She's pretty masculine. I will say
for
that.
A tall, you know, dark skin. But I mean, like,
she's bad.
She's pretty bad.
Yeah, and she's smart too. Like, she's not stupid.
Have you guys been hearing that they want her to run for the 2020?
I don't know about that.
Hey, we have what's his name?
Obama? That's first man?
The guy that canceled the concert here.
Kanye West?
Kanye.
Oh, man. Well. Dude, Kanye West needs to shut the fuck up.
Hey, dude, there's actually... like a little something that I heard about Kanye. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure if it's true and stuff. Like, because, you know, not...
That's Kanye.
That's Kanye.
I'm sorry. Like, lost my train of thought. But, like... They were saying that Kanye is like having a mental breakdown right now. Like, you know, that's why he's
because he's sleep deprived. Suppose he doesn't get enough sleep.
No, dude. What I've been hearing is just that he's terrified that he thinks that Jay-Z is gonna like
put a hit on him.
Yeah.
Come on, this ain't no Tupac.
I know, man. I know, but
state
I mean,
your resources.
State
your resources.
I'm saying it wasn't a good resource, but that's what I heard.
It was the onion.
But even
the onion.
50% of information is 100% bullshit.
Hey, man. But I mean, like, even just the thought about that, though, like, Jay-Z is from that time, isn't he? He's from the dark era of rap.
Yeah, but,
right?
But Jay-Z, at least in my eyes, he's always been kind of a pussy. But he's a good rapper. But
and also,
kind of,
but he's rich, dude.
Say it to his face, though.
I would say not say nothing to his face. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
no. I thought so, bitch.
come on, look at his
but
side.
But I mean, like,
look at his money.
Just think about, like, Kanye's ego. He just says whatever he wants to say. He doesn't realize that.
Okay,
if he fucks with the wrong people, dude, like, but him and Jay-Z aren't cool anymore.
But okay, this is he's not Tupac. Kanye West is not Tupac, because you know Tupac spoke his mind. He literally did not give a fuck what anyone said. Kanye West is hurt. He was hurt. Like, oh, Jay-Z hurt me. Beyonce hurt me. Motherfucking Tupac will come out. Hey, fuck you.
Where's he at though?
Who, Tupac? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly my point. Kanye West doesn't have that big of a balls like Tupac did.
Yeah, dude, but you have to think about, like...
And then...
Kanye doesn't have balls, dude, but his ego makes him say stupid-ass shit. You saying stupid-ass shit will still get you taken out.
Okay, but this is the thing. Tupac was basically talking about, like, killing motherfuckers.
But I'm not comparing
like
Tupac and Kanye.
No, we're comparing times right now. We're comparing times to, like, okay, you think Jay-Z would be Puff Daddy? Or P. Diddy?
It's P. Diddy.
Huh?
P. Diddy.
Well, at the time it was Puff Daddy. It was Puff. Do you think Kanye West will make Jay-Z get that scared? Kanye West doesn't say shit. All he said was he was hurt. Tupac on Hit Him Up. Remember, he's like, I'll kill these motherfuckers.
What are you talking about? He said he was hurt. When did he say that?
He said it in the concert here in Sacramento.
No, but I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about when he told Beyonce that he deserved to win the video award that she won.
We hear Javier's outside.
Yeah, but like, his ego made him say that. He thinks that he was better than Beyonce. And he said that Beyonce only won because she's Beyonce. You don't think that a husband would fucking get pissed off about that?
In today's times, today's liberal times, probably not. He probably was like, oh, we need to sit down and have a nice conversation. But hey, fuck that shit. Bring out the gats. If this is around the time when Suge Knight was still around. I know, Jesus, right? Christ, dude. I know, that'd be people.
But I mean, like,
I would be fear of my life, and I'm gonna be part of the rap battles.
But like, behind doors, dude, we don't know what Jay-Z is. Like, true that. We don't know if he's a dark guy.
I don't think so, man. To be honest,
he's a dark guy, but I mean, like,
but I can't picture Jay-Z being like that though, man. Jay-Z to me, he's kind of like
high profile.
Yeah, say that.
Yeah, man, but money talks.
Money does talk, but remember, nowadays, now they finally found out who killed Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
Jay-Z won't risk fucking going to jail.
I know, man, but I mean, like,
I don't think Jay-Z's ever been to jail.
But I'm not trying to say that he will actually do it. I'm just saying that Kanye's overthinking it. That's why he's having mental breakdowns.
Because I'm like, Kanye's an idiot.
Exactly.
Kanye's a fucking idiot.
So I'm trying to say, like, even if it's not true, even that thought can, like, scare someone to be fucking having mental breakdowns. Like, if I was, like, supposedly, me and you were rappers, right?
I'd destroy you.
You and I.
Now we're rappers. We don't give a fuck about literature.
You and I.
We're from the Ville, dude.
You're from Rosa.
I'm from the Linda.
I'm from the Rio, dude. I'm from the Ville, dude.
I'm from the Rio,
but
bro.
But anyways, like, just supposedly, like, right?
Okay.
Me and you are homies.
Yeah.
Really good homies. We collaborate, whatever. We trust each other. We
drop a dope ass album together.
Exactly. Yeah. It'd be fire as fuck.
Yeah.
Anyways. You know, awesome music videos too. Anyways, I'm dreaming too much. Anyways, but what I'm trying to say is, like, what if one of us was dark? But we don't give a fuck. So you saying you are the one who's more popular than I am. I look up to you.
Which should be true.
Anyways, I look up to you and, like, you know, I say something stupid. You're the one who's dark. You're the one who has all the money in the world. You're a businessman.
I walk around my shades on.
Anyways,
you say I'm dark. I walk
like,
around
yeah,
my shades
yeah, dude,
on.
But I mean, like, we don't know how shady somebody can get. I could say something really stupid, and you can get extremely mad at me. Some people will keep it professional. Other people won't. But stupid people would overreact and freak out and start having mental breakdowns, start ruining their tours, start doing stupid ass shit. So, like, in that way, Kanye is overthinking it. Like,
Kanye's an idiot. That's what he is, man.
Hey, like, man, he's trying to run for president. If Trump did it, I'm pretty sure he could do it too.
Not like that.
Nah, hell no, man.
Maybe he has to have a really good tour and just get everybody like to like him again. I mean, yeah, which will never happen.
Unless he does it for free, but I doubt that shit.
I know, right?
Unless he lets
the overpriced hobo outfits.
You know who needs to be scared is the people that's in, like, narco corridos and stuff like that. The Mexican music.
That's too real, though.
That's too real. Those motherfuckers need to be scared getting into this business. Who was it? Valentini Salde, right? He was fucking killed on stage, right? Or after he got stage? Off stage?
No, it was like
Off stage, right after he had sang a song?
Yeah.
Like, dude, that shit's some scary ass stuff, man.
One of many.
Who else was the other one?
Chalino Sanchez.
Sergio Vega, right?
No, Sergio Gomez.
No, Vega. Vega was chopped up.
What's the Capaz, dude? The guy says
Sergio.
That's him. Sergio Gomez.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's the old motherfuckers. You'd be scared when they're singing stuff. Yeah. I seen a video. Of Drake running. Did you see the video, like, of Drake, like, he was about to fight YG? Oh, no, not YG.
I was
going to
say that.
JY.
Who was he was outside of the club. He was trying to run back inside or something like that.
Chris Brown?
No, it wasn't Chris Brown.
Wiz Khalifa.
T.I.
T.I. Tyga. It was Tyga. He was trying. He was trying to go kick Tyga's ass, but someone else changed. Someone changed like the caption of it when Drake heard someone has their heart broken inside the club. He was trying. No, let me get in. That's what we have as rappers. Drake.
Hey man.
Drake.
I like his music. I don't care.
Yeah, his music's cool and stuff like that, but he's like a studio gangster. He is a studio gangster, not like one. Even Kendrick Lamar kinda. Kendrick Lamar came from Compton and stuff like that, but
he's not. They're all Hollywood now, man.
Rap is too Hollywood now. Tupac back in the day. Master P days.
Not J. Cole.
Yeah, J. Cole is still kind of soft. He's real, but he's soft.
Okay, man. I'd prefer soft than fucking, like, the stupid-ass shit that I hear supposedly gangster-ass, like, rappers. 20,
like, 21 Savage?
Hey, you don't give no fucks, dude.
You offended me the other day, bro. You offended me.
It's a talk.
You offended me the other day when you said this. You said he's starting to become, like, the new 2 Chainz and Future. Oh, yeah. I was like, shut. No. No. It's
fucking like
they hold a place in my heart.
Mumbling his fucking lyrics, dude. Like,
that's Future.
No. Like,
that's Future.
I know.
But Future.
That's what I'm saying. Future's more dope. He's being almost
a past now.
Woke up, take a sip, ace of spades, like his water. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I fucking love that song. I'm telling you, man, Future and 2 Chainz are the shit.
Yeah, man, because get out like, stupid nuts. People like them, dude.
Nah, I'm gonna stay on there. No, you know who needs to stop making music, though, is E-40. I swear to God. He just dropped.
Let the old man do what he wants to do, God, dude.
Dude, him and Too Short. Like, dude, what more do you have left to say?
Nice things.
Nope.
What is that? That song's tight. I like it.
I love Aaron. I love Aaron's remix better to that. Ever squeeze the trigger? Nope. That's Aaron's remix.
Ever stop a fight? Yep.
Ever tell your homies? Yep. I just can't like me personally, man. I'm getting very much more into country music and rock music, older rock music as well.
Oh yeah, dude. it's always good to just go back and like appreciate the music that our parents enjoyed. I mean, my dad like. My dad is like a fan of like old like soft rock and all that, okay. But also he's also a big fan of like Madonna and Cyndi Lauper and like Gloria Estefan. I don't know that, but
don't listen to Ruben.
Dude, like, yeah, it's Gloria Estefan.
What?
It's Stefan.
This is fucking crazy. This is like new. This is new news to me.
You're crazy.
I am crazy.
You learn something new every day.
I do.
It's okay, man. It happened. Anyways, but like my dad was really into like girly music, but that's only because like when he was in Mexico, he didn't understand the language that well. He would just like listen to it and be like, wow, this is a catchy song. When he would be over here, and I was at that age already where like, you know, I was trying to listen to my own kind of music, but
your
I was still listening.
Your emo years?
Anyway, so
Carlos emo at one point. And his girlfriend was
I
too.
Was everything, man.
She's still emo.
Anyway, but what I'm trying to say is that like you know, the older I got, the more I started to appreciate like the music like that, because you know, you actually listen to it and then you're just like, oh, okay, now I understand why he likes this kind of music.
Like,
I mean, girls just want to have fun, dude.
Like when I was a kid, I didn't understand why people would cry to like mariachi. But then when I got older,
I
started drinking.
I understand.
And when I got, now that I got older and started drinking, it hits more of the heart, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like.
I kind of want to get Ruben involved in this because he's not really big on like the hip hop music and stuff like that.
I know, man.
He's
like,
bigger. He's bigger.
No. And you know, yeah.
Did you guys ever wake up on Saturday mornings with like the.
Oh, cumbia.
Yeah, I grew up
like Saturday morning. Shit. Saturday morning, I'll be like.
I didn't care because I woke up. I had super early soccer games, so I didn't even get to like do that part. I would hear it and I'd be like, "Dad, we gotta go. I got a game. We got a game in an hour. I don't care."
That was before my soccer games. So I was like, "Jesus,
damn,
Christ. I would like the songs, but I'm like."
I like dancing those songs, dude. They ruined it by like trying to make us clean.
Now every time I hear it at a club or something, like, no, I don't want to clean. Oh wait, I'm gonna.
You just grab a rag, you start cleaning tables. You're like,
damn it.
But now when I clean, I like listening to music.
Yeah,
I know. The same here, but I mean, still.
Or when I do homework.
See, when I do homework, I got really into like classical music. That shit really makes me do my homework.
Yeah, man.
Because like, I'm like, I need to turn this shit off soon so I can concentrate.
Yeah, like, same here, dude. Like, for me, for whatever I do, I have specific music for it. When I go to the gym, it's like rap and like hard rock.
I don't want you have sex. Some R. Kelly.
Dude, ignition, dude.
That's not R. Kelly.
Nah, I got some. We got Usher going on.
Or some Boyz II Men. I'm making love to you.
Like you want.
Yeah. That's not dog.
I know that song. Like, I love all that music, but no, I don't know. No.
See, I wish we would go back to those R&B days, like those soft R&B days, you know?
What's the guy you asked me about like a while ago?
Oh, what was his name?
I forgot.
He was in Chico, right? That's what I was asking about.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah. No, from Chico.
Damn, I forgot his name.
Damn,
hey, it's not crossing my mind right now. I was actually thinking about this the other day too. I couldn't remember, but
still, it's
what?
I thought his last name was like. Tiller, right?
Oh, Bryson Tiller.
Bryson Tiller, dude.
There you go. That guy's, he's cool, man.
Yeah, he's a white name.
for a black guy.
He's black.
He's black. I regret not going to that concert, bro.
Dude, I heard he's popping. Now. He's like pretty much like the new Trey Songz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trey Songz is like the new R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm a huge fan of R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is in a retirement home now.
No, have you heard his new album Black Panties before?
Is he still peeing on people?
No, he's shit on people.
That makes sense.
What's up? Alright, your turn, Ruben. What were you saying?
Do you guys ever listen to Mario?
Oh yes, dude! I love Mario.
What's his most famous song? The
is that the sugar?
The girl and
sugar's
on. No, baby.
Baby bash.
No, is it baby bash?
Yeah.
It is baby bash.
Let me see.
So then, what song did Mario?
It's called "Let Me Love You."
Oh yeah, that's right? My song. Yeah.
Oh dude, is it the dude who was on Step Up?
Was he on Step Up? I don't know. I never seen that movie.
He's like, let me be the one. Yeah, dude, he's the DJ in that fucking movie, dude. I didn't even know until I saw his picture, and I was like,
that was
dude, was in Step Up. Yeah, dude, I seen that song.
I used to be my ringtone.
I seen that song. I still sing that song till this day, dude. When I hear it, I'm just like.
Ruben's also a closet Genuine fan, right?
Somewhat.
Who's Genuine?
You never heard Genuine? What?
What song?
I like some. I don't really like his song. I just got he's a girl that dedicated me.
Oh,
like two
Pony.
Or three songs.
He's the one that sings that song, Pony.
Yeah,
Ride the Pony. Bo.
Differences.
No, differences.
You guys have to play them, man. Because okay. If you guys don't play,
I'll play for you after the podcast.
Because you guys won't sing it to me, so I won't know. See, I'm singing. You guys like start something, and I start singing. You're like, oh yeah, it's so like. Unless you guys sing, man.
I'll make love to you.
But we already sang this.
I wanted to sing this.
I'll play you the song right now.
Alright.
Oh shit.
This is a song they dedicated to me.
Is that Marco Corrido?
No, it's not.
See, I always find it funny like when someone dedicates a song to Ruben, like an English song. I'm like, I was expecting some really Mexican song.
He's not into that shit.
If you don't know him, you don't know my homie.
This was back in high school.
Those were high school?
Yeah.
When I would get dedicated more Mexican songs than English songs.
No,
dude.
But she was somewhat whitewashed. She listened to music.
I never got dedicated to any song. It's
okay, my ears are black now.
All right, let the commercial pass on YouTube. About. Okay, there it is.
Oh, do you have it?
Yeah, we knew you had to hear it, man. This is like the class. This is the classic.
And you can't really sing that. Cause
I honestly don't really know the lyrics.
But I've heard the song.
And some other girl dedicated me a song from Frankie J.
Oh my god, dude.
Frankie J.
Oh my god. This is bringing back like memories.
Frankie
like,
J.
What the fuck, dude?
As well.
I've had every little
Frankie
Mexican girl just
J.
Like, te la dedico. like, oh, I dedicate that to you. And I was just like, and I was like, oh, cool. And I was
oh, like, my God.
I had fun.
Frankie?
Yeah, I had fun.
See, Frankie J was on that song with Baby Bash, right? Sugar?
Yes, Frankie. That's why when you said Baby Bash, I was just like, it's somebody else, though.
Yeah.
It's the guy who's singing.
Frankie J. Oh, my God.
Dang, that was my
so much memories. Yeah.
Look at it, Sugar. What is it called?
Sugar.
Yeah, Sugar. That was my ringtone name for the longest time. I was just like, that's my shit.
I don't know about you guys, but senior year was probably my best year in high school.
Senior year was fun for me just because I had like about four electives. I had four electives. Didn't do anything.
Yeah. Mine was like freshman year and then senior year.
You liked freshman year? Yeah. I hated freshman year.
The only reason why was because I knew so many seniors, dude.
I didn't hate any of my years, but I just liked the
senior year.
Yeah, I wasn't big on my freshman year or my sophomore year. Junior year was all right. Senior year was blast.
That was my best year with females, that's why. And the senior ball. Senior ball was pretty fun.
Oh, man. You did have, like, one of the hotter dates that day.
Yeah. The one with, yeah.
Yes.
Shouts out to his date.
Shouts out to your date, yo. She was pretty bad.
What's he be doing? I don't know. I was just kidding. I don't really want to know.
What her mouth do, though?
I don't know. That's her husband.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, we know.
All right, yeah. That will we end the tear-dip for today. thank you for listening. We will be back for another podcast, so hopefully soon. I always ended up with that. So, again, closing out, Carlos Valdez.
Thanks for having me.
Ruben Rodriguez.
Adios.
And this is your Simply Ordinary's podcast.